starting today, a big group of Alaskans are newly eligible for COVID-19 vaccines from the state. Here to talk with us about who can get their shots now and how to sign up is Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon. Tegan, what prompted the state to expand eligibility this week?
So previously, the state was vaccinating just Alaskans age 65 and older and most healthcare workers. And then state health officials said recently that basically the demand for the vaccine among those groups just started to slow down. Here's Tessa Walker Linderman, co-lead of Alaska's vaccine task force.
In many communities, they had gone door to door and called everyone in the phone book and just could not find any more seniors to get vaccinated. And so by opening up a new tier, just gives flexibilities to communities that really were ready to move on.
The state is estimating that just over half of Alaskans age 65 and older have gotten at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine so far.
What has the response been so far to the opened eligibility?
So appointments are getting booked up and pretty fast. The state says there are about 70,000 to 75,000 Alaskans in this newly eligible group. And those eligible before, like Alaskans 65 and older, can also still sign up. I was actually recently watching a webpage that shows available appointments in Alaska, and in under an hour, more than 1,000 appointments at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage for next week got booked up.
Wow. Okay. Well, to dive into the specifics a little bit, who exactly is in that new group that can now get the vaccine?
Right. So this new tier, as the state calls it, boils down to five kind of categories of people who can now get the vaccine. Number one is Alaskans 50 years and older who have a medical condition that puts them at a higher risk of getting really sick from COVID-19. Those medical conditions include cancer, chronic kidney disease, and Down syndrome, as well as obesity, smoking, pregnancy, and a list of others. For number two, we've got Alaskans 50 and up who the state describes as frontline essential workers who must work within 6 feet of others. These Alaskans could work in law enforcement or retail or oil and gas or restaurants. There's actually a pretty long list of industries that the state is including. So I definitely look at the state health department's website if you're 50 or older right now. And then number three is educators of all ages, including childcare workers, teachers, support staff, and Indigenous language and culture bearers. Number four is people who live or work in congregate settings, such as prisons or homeless shelters. And finally, five is pandemic response staff, which the state is describing as workers who might come in contact with the virus when responding to an outbreak.
Yeah, that is a big tier. And just to step back for a minute, we're talking about the state's vaccine plan, right?
Yeah, thanks. We should clarify that because it can be kind of confusing. What we're talking about right now with the tiers is the state government's vaccine distribution plan. Separately, tribal healthcare providers have their own allocations of vaccines and their own plans, and they're vaccinating lots of Alaskans. And then the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the U.S. Department of Defense are vaccinating people in Alaska, too.
So, Tegan, where can Alaskans go to book one of those appointments?
Sure. So a good resource is this website, covidvax.alaska.gov. And that's sort of the state's one-stop shop for information on eligibility and available appointments. And there's also a COVID information hotline that you can call. That number is 907-646-3322.
So covidvax.alaska.gov or 646-3322. Got it.
And Casey, I should mention that State Health Department website also has a vaccine eligibility quiz. So if you're confused at all about whether now is your time to get the shots, it's a good place to check out.
All right. Sounds good. That was Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon. Tegan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Casey.